Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and as always, it's always a pleasure to be among the hundreds of thousands of people that came to listen to the words of Yahuwah. And in doing that, you know, sometimes we find ourselves doing work, reaching out to help others with that with what we know. And many of us that are in this righteous work, we do the same thing, either with physical work, or either with knowledge that we know. And doing such, that shows a talent. Now, many of us might wonder, well, actually, what is a talent? Well, the best way I can explain that, a talent is something that you are instinctively born with. It gives you unique skills and abilities. T. talent is set apart from knowledge, and that it's not a learned behavior, although it can be strengthened and practiced. The Bible tells us that we're all born with distinctive talents and gifts that sets us apart from each other. When you discover that talents that Yahuwah has given you, you can use them to glorify Yahuwah, as most have did in Bible scriptures. You will experience a full life. Our loving Yahuwah wants us to feel whole and complete. And though talents that we find are unique calling in life, through talents we find our unique calling in life, and that's true. We use these talents to help others or to improve the conditions that we're in, not to deceive others, because you have people that use their talents to deceive others. Look in the book of Matthew and see what it tells us about that. In the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 20, and so it says that he had received five talents and came and brought another five talents, saying, Yahuwah, thou hast delivered unto me five talents. Behold, I have gained besides them five talents more. You see what happens when you find out a couple of things, when you manifest yourself into those few things that you learn the right way, you even learn a few more. And I know many have experienced that. But when you do it another way, you might hear this. Matthew 25, 21. It said, His Yahuwah said unto him, Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make you ruler over many things. Through the joy of thy Yahuwah. Now, when you misuse those talents that I just described to deceive others, I don't think you probably want to hear this. This is in Matthew 25, chapter 26 to 29. Let's see what this says now. 26, His Yahuwah answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and sorrowful servant, you knewest that I reap where I had not sown, and gather where I have not strawed. 28, Therefore take the talents from him, and give it unto him which had 10 talents. 29, For everyone that had shall be given, and he that have an abundance. But from him that had shall be taken away even that which he had. That reminds me of the drug dealers that's on the street. Boy, they show you all the fancy cars and all the stuff they got, making you wish you had the money like they did. Then they think about going righteous. Oh, I got enough money now. I think I'm going to go the right way. I think I'm going to go the way of Yahuwah now because I got enough. But what happens? The Yahuwah reach out and spank them down. Reap we had not sown. Now the drug dealer has everything taken away from him. His house is yellow taped. They took all his money, froze his bank account, and now he's in the jail. Speaking to everyone else about that which he once had was taken away. Sitting on a concrete beach bench, eating stale bologna meat and watching community TV. Now, can you think about a life like that? I would think not. Just remember, we lead you in the right way through Scripture. So you don't be like Philip walking behind the chariot, taking those scriptures the wrong way. In Acts chapter 8, verse 32 says, And the place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led like a sheep to slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shears. So he opened up not his mouth. This is why we're here, to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity, and showing you that which way you should go. For this, we welcome and thank you for attending the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, having no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is from Friday. Class time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter tribeyada.com. And after you click on it, just under the big line, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly might see a menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Aqua, O you kindred of the people. Give unto the Aqua glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Aqua the glory due unto his name, and bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Aqua loves that you're forgiven. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated. That you give according to the Bible scriptures that are written in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again, written in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you thus says Yahweh live. Also for building a school, which is very well needed with all the confusion you see going around today. Our banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahweh. Also out there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, and that includes myself, in tune with the Bible feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This feature is only available during live broadcast time. To get there, enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for the voices of the Israelites, tribe of God, and click the red live button. As soon as it appears, it'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeal@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahweh in mind. The first is the live conference room number. This number is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 600 camps of Yahweh's ministry. Also, by calling this number, please do not call trying to teach. You will absolutely not receive a response. Remember, the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6. 6 says, be at peace with many. Nevertheless, have but one counselor over 1,000. I did give an example for that, having several cooks to make one cake. The turnout would be, I don't know. But anyway, you can also use this number to inquire about the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Any particular 12 programs of your choice. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we'd like to ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. The seer is usually busy with the WCC. The New York station stockholder, Mr. Sierra Man, and answering many memos. And now even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. And a reminder, do not call this number trying to teach. Remember, every class has one teacher. Also, Temple members that are doing group scripture text. Remember, it should be a phone call to rehearse the righteous act and an answer given with a verbal precept, as the seer says. Remember, the most important thing, we are the children of Yahweh, the blessed peacemakers, as said in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse number 9. And that's the one good note to take and understand. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m. Of course, except Fridays. Program time is repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words to get there. Jaguar Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the Truizelites, Tribe of Yada. Choose the program that you're late logging into, or pick any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal Blog Talk broadcast, I'd like to say we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk, where our sound is crystal clear. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the Truizelites, Tribe of Yada. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, riding a shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if Rock Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. But when doing this, we have to remember that when we're giving scriptures to speak by the seer, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that want to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah, not that of confusion, as said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. Reading 33, it says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all covenants or churches of the saints." So we can keep these scriptures in mind and proceed to go the correct direction. We will turn our program over to our seer Israel and say, "Hallelujah, Yahuwah."
All right, there, Elder. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. That was excellent on your part. And I get a lot of memos and Wyatt. And then we'll be trying to hear, we'll be hearing exactly what you're saying. And we'll be taking notes and writing scriptures down as you're talking. That's a great thing. So we always come with blank paper to write down scriptures. That's the key. You got to write it down and be prepared. Got a lot of memos on the table, all I can say. All right, let's go see who's going to be on stage for tonight's episode, part number 117. Remember, no class tomorrow. Be back on the airways Wednesday night. No class tomorrow. All right, so back on the airways Wednesday night. Still going to be on stage for tonight's episode, part number 117 of Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries, part number 117. Let's see, can we find them young lions? I know they always ready to roar. Bob McKagan, up and coming teacher out of Camp 1. Young Lion. Yahuwah bless you, see you right here.
Yahuwah bless you, dear Israel. Oh, see you, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Bob McKagan. All right. All right, how about another one of them up and coming teachers out of Camp 1? And one thing about it, they are. Whole lot of vows they made, so we clear that one thing about it. Brother Titus understand his role. He got to make sure when you hear a vow, everybody got to hold that vow, or you will be brought on the carpet by Brother Titus. If you hear a vow, and he got great listening ear skills for that, and he remembers. Brother Titus, Tribe of Yada Judah, Camp 1, up and coming teacher out of Camp 1.
Yahuwah bless you, dear Israel of C. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Yes. All right. And let's see if the lioness, one of the mothers out of Camp 1. One of the mothers out of Camp 1, steady, we're always ready to go, always taking notes, peeping, and ready to help. And time appointed. Great. Let's see if we find Mother D.F. Israel and bring in on stage and see if she's ready to get at part number 117. Mother D.F. Israel, Tribe of Yahuwah Judah. Yahuwah be there, see you right here.
Yahuwah bless you, see Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Excellent. All right. D.F. Israel, you ready to go? All right, round to Camp 4, round Detroit, Michigan. Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. Detroit, Michigan. Yahweh be there, see right. Detroit, Michigan. What you saying, Latter-day Saints? Well, see, we got to mute somebody. Why don't we just mute Campo? You know, I hear you. All right, Bubba Micaiah. Take a look at that Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get something going on. Take number 117. You on the clock. Come on.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
That's right. That's excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you. See, we got a lot of work to do into connecting these 12 tribes of Israel back on point. But see, but we know the text is written. In fact, we might well read a little bit of that. He said, yeah, see, that sounds pretty good. We might well read a little bit Brother Titus.
Let's see,
can we find that the children of Israel is written, they will be gathered. So now how it's going to happen, you got to take notes, understand one thing. Christianity is kryptonite. Christianity is kryptonite to you. That one I say will weaken you, and Christianity will too. You have to know what this Bible saying to help yourself. Take yourself out of the equation for a minute. Think about the youth that's coming behind you. What about them? Get out of your feelings and let's help those that come behind us on what we got to do for them. That's a game changer right there. And that's why we, in the process, you know, land, school, banquet hall, get in where you fit in at. We're going to do all we can on our end, the Six Anointed Camps, to unlock the mysteries in the Bible to the 12 tribes of Israel that's scattered, not only scattered physically, but mentally, because you can ask 99%, who are you? They'll come up with every statement, but what the Bible is getting ready to say. Titus, let's look at some end time prophecy. And for this audience, over 400,000 plus, yeah, I know Latter-day Saints. I know, I'm going to send to you. I got you. But in the 39th chapter, stick with verse 22 down to verse 29. Let's see what it says. We read a little end time prophecy and show you how it's going to unfold. And you're not going to be able to stop this ministry because we can read prophecy and all we got to do is fulfill prophecy. You're not going to stop this ministry. The Six Anointed Council, both of those two, is like, going to get this job done. Let's see what it says in the end time prophecy, Ezekiel 39. Let's take it from verse 22 down to verse 29. You're on the clock. Come on.
Okay, Ezekiel 39. Ezekiel, let's see it, chapter 39. Verse 22 to 25. Ezekiel chapter 39.
No, take it on 29. Take it on down to verse 29 there, young line.
Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 22 to 29. Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 22 reads, so the family, nation of Israel, should know that I am Yahweh, their Yahweh, from that day in full. Verse 23.
Well, hold that point. Just make sure you give me just one, either or. Don't give me both. Just give me, make sure you're clear about what you're going to give me. Just give me one for this national audience can keep up. Just give me one. Don't give me both. Don't give me no breakdown. Just give me whatever you're going to come up with. We'll go from there. Verse 22 again. Come on.
Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 22. So the house of Israel should know that I am Yahweh, their Yahweh, from that day and forth. Verse 23.
Hold that point right there. Point. And look at that word we just got through reading, can it stand up? the word we just got through reading, will it stand up by using what you just got through using? Can it stand up in Jeremiah 33? Will it stand up? I'm going to use either or. Look at verse 24 and 26. Let's see what it says in Jeremiah 33, verse 24 and 26. Brother Micaiah, bring it.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 33. We're on verse 24 and 26. 24 reads, "Considerest you not what this people have spoken, saying, the two families which Yahweh hath chosen, he has even cast them off. Thus they have despised my people, that they should be no more a nation before me." 26 reads, "Then will I cast away the seed of Israel and David, my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over Israel, the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, for I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them."
Mm-hmm. So that word house, you got an option. You can use the word family, but you got to have a backup to understand one thing. The backup will be at 24 if you use the word family, because you might be out there on a, out there somewhere, and they say, well, that says house. And so, and you put in family. Okay, but now you got to diversify in family. And Mother D.F. Israel, in the book of Ezekiel 37, and look at verse 22. Oh, I can use something else instead of house, because house is number of the building. But I got to have a verse to bag it up. Just in case they say, well, that says one thing. You can't get in a bump of gun contest. You got to have 37:22 of Ezekiel. Mother D.F. Israel, what did it say? 37:22.
Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 22. "And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountain of Israel, and one king shall be king to them. All, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all."
Is that it? So I got all these words to use, but I got my scriptures to back it up. What I'm using, because we know a house is a building. He's talking about a people, a family, a nation, the children of Israel. That's what he's talking about. Now we're going to go back. We're going to go back there again and find young lion, Brother Micaiah, and, I mean, Brother Titus. And so we clear over this national audience, over 400,000 plus, that when you see the word house, we can break it down, showing you that's talking about a family of nations of the children of Israel. So he's talking about a family or nation of the children of Israel. And we read verse number, what was it, 39? Let me see, can I turn back to 39? What was that? So we clear these old heathen, these heathen gonna know that the family of Israel or the nation of Israel, he told Ezekiel the seer to kind of really lead us in writing, because ain't too many gonna bring this out but the six anointed camp of bosses of the true Israelites. So what it say now, we read verse 22. Now we going, we read verse 22 up 23. I don't know what we read. But start all back over again there, young lion, and take your time, Brother Titus, and bring a knockout blow. Come out.
Ezekiel, the seer, chapter 39, verse 22 reads, "So the family of Israel shall know I am Yahweh, their Yahweh, from that day in full." Verse 23 reads, "And the heathen should know that the family of Israel went into captivity for their sin, because they have transgressed against me. Therefore hid I my face from them and gave them into the hand of their enemies. So fell they all by the sword." Verse 24 reads, according to their uncleanness and according to their transgression, have I done unto them and hid my face from them. Verse 25, therefore thus saith Yahweh, now will I bring again the captivity of Israel and have mercy upon the whole family of Israel and would be jealous for my righteous name. Verse 26, after that they have borne their shame and all their trespasses whereby they have trespassed against me when they dwelt thirsty in their land and none made them afraid. 27 reads, when I have brought them again from the people, gathered them out of their enemy land, and am sanctified in them in the sight of many nations. 28 reads, then shall they know that I am Yahweh, their Yahweh, which called them to be led into captivity among the heathen. But I have gathered them into their own land, and have left none of them anymore there. 29 reads, neither will I hear my face anymore from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the family of Israel, said Yahweh.
He said, now, the gathering did not start in 1948, because if that's the case, then why are you still in the land you in now? So that right there, they had the prophecy of it. So when they had that 1948 gathering, talking about somebody who came back to the land, that's not true, see, right here. So when the gathering comes, he said, in verse number 28, he said, I have left none of them anymore there. So that means all the children of Israel will be coming up from wherever they at and going back to where they once was at. But here's the point. We don't know where we once was at. Look what it says again in verse 26. He says, something got to happen first, and we won't know how this got to happen in verse 26. What did it say there, young lion, Brother Titus, what did it say in verse 26?
Ezekiel 39, verse 26. After that, they have borne their shame and all their trespasses, whereby they have trespassed against me when they dwelt safely in their land, and none made them afraid.
He said, after you bear your shame, but we don't even know that we in shame. I sit there and I was on the bus and I went past, there was some noise going on in a open lot, and it was a lady there. She was from Northern Kingdom. She had the microphone going, speaking Spanish. And I looked at a crowd, and a crowd was, you know, we just want to hear something, period. We don't know what to hear. We just want to hear something. She had Northern Kingdom there, but she had also Judah there. And Judah, they just want to hear something. All they want to do is hear something, but they don't know what to hear. And that's why the Six Anointed Caps got to show you what to hear to activate our mighty one. That's why we come on this broadcast humble to tell you. We come to defray you from the mindset to let you know who you are and your responsibility of who you are and what your duties is to do. And once you understand that, then Yahweh gonna kick in, and Brother Titus, he gonna give us something that we can read in Isaiah. See, once we on one accord, one mind, understand that we are the children of the covenant. We are the children of Israel. We are the children of Yahweh. We got responsibilities. And once we able to soundly show our loved ones, then Yahweh told Isaiah to write something in 61, what you got coming if you understand these principles. Isaiah 61, verse 7. Listen to this. What does it say, Brother Titus?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 61, verse 7 reads, for your shame should you have double, and for confusion they should rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they should possess the double. Everlasting joy should be unto them.
See, you got a double waiting on you. And what that double means, that you can read, waiting on you. Let's show you what that double means in Hosea chapter 6, verse 11. What do that double mean that you got waiting on you that we can read? See, you got a double waiting on you in the book of Hosea chapter 6. You got a double waiting on you in verse number 11, and what is it?
You go to the book of Hosea chapter 6. Verse 11, Hosea chapter 6, verse 11 reads, also of Judah, he has set an harvest for you when I return the captivity of my people.
So he said, I got something for you. But once your captivity is turned, your captivity is not physically now. It is spiritually. Mentally, you don't know who you are and you can't prove it. But we want to come and show you, you have to know who you are and your responsibility, because he chose a people. Matter of fact, Brother Titus, this is what he did in 32 of Deuteronomy. This is what he did, we can read. See, this got to be understood, but it's never going to be taught nowhere. In 32, what got to be clearly understood in the 32nd chapter, verse number 8 to 10. Let's see what it says in Deuteronomy 32, 8 down to verse 10. Brother Titus, bring it.
The book of Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 8 to 10. Read the book of Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 8. When the Most High Yahweh divides to the nation, the inheritance, when he separates the sons of Adam, he sets the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. Verse 9, for Yahweh's portion is his people, Israel is the lot of his inheritance. Verse 10, he found them in a desert land, and in the waste howling wilderness, he led them about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye.
So you see that? So you're the apple of his eye, and you have been instructed, but it got away from you. And now our job is to bring it back to the table with you. But the key words, Brother Micaiah, but the key words, you got to hear some key words that's written in Matthew chapter 12, verse 30. Brother Micaiah, let's see what Matthew 12, verse 30 says.
To the book of Matthew, chapter 12, picking it up at verse 30. Verse 30 reads, he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me gathereth abroad.
So you had to watch the ones, and how you know those that with you, they are gathered with you. When it's time to do what's needed, they'll step to the plate and get it on. You won't hear their mouth. You'll see more of their hands and their feet moving than the mouth. So that's the key right there. So when you with what we got going on, you are present yourself in a hurry. Let's run to, because we got to be clear, in 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. Let's see what it says in Brother Micaiah in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20 says what?
Okay, going to the book of 1 Corinthians, verse chapter 6. We're going to pick it up at 19 and verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 reads, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the righteous spirit which is in you, which you have of Yahuwah, and you are not your own. Verse 20. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, honor Yahuwah in your body and in your spirit, which are Yahuwah.
So you get in a relationship. The first thing when you're in a relationship based upon not having this information, they'll say, said, you don't own me. Okay? But here's the point. Once you become, I become your head, automatically that understanding will be known before you come together in the bed, you come together in the head. When you come together to understand that, yes, I do. Because that is the protocol of Yahuwah. That's why you got to make sure your election is sure that's the Yahuwah demand. Because that is the price you pay after you leave your father and your mother's house. That that man automatically, when you join with that man, he becomes your leader, your head. And we'll go and read that, but you can be clear and understand these things. But see, this got to be, see, we got to sacrifice ourselves to help others that come behind us. Yahuwah is not going to intervene with no one until he can look down and see what he got written applied. So when we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and pick up at 3 down to verse 8, Brother Micaiah, it tells us a story about order. So if the order is not there, then Yahuwah is not going to be there. Now here's the order he got in 1 Corinthians chapter. Once you leave your father's and your mother's, if you're female, whatever that man is, that's why you got to make sure that man is a Yahuwah man. Because what is written, it's going to stand. And you have to apply to the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Do Yahuwah would not be in that in your set, although you can find your $10. So, and holy point, I got to pull a rabbit out of the hat behind that one. Mother dear Israel, because, see, we got to be clear about some things, but what we do, we get in our own feelings. You can't control me. You can't run me. No, but if we're going to do Bible, we're going to do Bible. In the 8th chapter, verse 11 to 13, Mother D.F. Israel, can you help me out? In Ecclesiastes, Mother D.F. Israel, in the 8th chapter of Ecclesiastes, pick it up at verse number 11 down to verse 13. Listen good. What it says, 11, 8 through 13, Mother D.F. Israel, bring it.
The 8th chapter. Chapter 11 to 13. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11 to 13 reads, because since against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the mind of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Verse 12. Though a sinner do evil 100 times, and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear Yahuwah, which fear before him. 13. But it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he fears not before Yahuwah.
Because they fear not Yahuwah. And what he says in 111 verse 10, the fear of Yahuwah is what? What's the fear of Yahuwah there, Mother D of Israel? What is the fear of Yahuwah? What is that he talking about? For one thing about it, I'm telling you now, up front, sitting on the couch. We in order. When we step forward and lead by example and take our feelings out and our emotions out of this and look at the youth that come behind us, then Yahuwah going to intervene. All the big dignitaries, they on the move right now. They're doing everything to fulfill prophecy. And you sit there and act like you don't see what's going on to react. You got to proact. Yahuwah put the land before us, north, south, east, and west. We got to roll our sleeves up and get it done. We got to be prepared after July on the right side to take care of business on more. more land. We can't continue to look to 12:3 of Ecclesiastes. We got to be doers about this man's business. Because you're going to walk in the store and you might not find even the lettuce that you got to pay $10 for. See, we is making our move because we know it's going to happen. Because they're going to orchestrate it to make it happen. So, step to the plate. And don't be, Titus, give me 1 John 4:20. Give me 4:20. Let's get that out the way real quick for whoever get ready to read what we're getting ready to read. What it says in 1 John 4:20.
We're going to 1 John chapter 4, verse 20 reads.
Mm-hmm.
1 John chapter 4, verse 20. If a man say, I love Yahweh, and hate his brother, he is a liar. But he that loves not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love Yahweh whom he has not seen?
Yeah. So you got some that they don't have the order to understand something. We got to get an order system on account. We got to understand you got anointed elder, male and female in place. You have to understand what's written in Sirach 44, figure verse 1 there, Brother Titus. Do you understand that this is written in this Bible? And it's written for us to understand this thing, the order. What are we reading? We can read in Sirach 44. Let's read a little bit, picking up verse 1. Brother Titus, what can we read out of 44, verse 1 of Sirach?
The book of Sirach, chapter 44, verse 1 reads, let us now praise famous man and our fathers that begot us. Keep going.
Read that again. Read that again.
All right, Sirach chapter 44, verse 1. Let us now praise famous man and our fathers that begot us.
That's
now read a little bit more. He said, listen. He said, you got... So you read it wrong twice, but that's okay. We'll break it down. The point we're making here, you got famous. That means the one that's anointed to do this job in the 609 account. You have to know how to address them that's doing the work. You don't act like you see one and don't see the other. This is a body in working, and we all one. And once we all in one, Yahweh will intervene. Just as you're going to praise some, you praise all that's in anointed leadership. See, we got teachers in place. We got the elders in place, mother elders in place. Listen, these is honorable people to bow your neck to, because we can show you the way to go. But them puffed up spirits is not going to work. And how you help others with a puffed up spirit? So we got a lot of things to do. Matter of fact, Moses of Israel, give me 18 chapter Matthew 1, 2, 3, 4, what it say? And we'll get a little bit more Titus in just a minute. What it says in Matthew chapter 18, 1, 2, 3, 4, Moses of Israel, come out.
Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 to 4. Verse 1, at the same time came the disciples unto Yahweh the Son, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Verse 2, and Yahweh the Son called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. Verse 3, and said, truly I say unto you, except you be converted and become as a little child, children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Mm. You see that?
Mm.
So that's the point. We got to understand. We got to humble ourselves. If you get this job done, we got to humble ourselves according to the scriptures. We got to find out what's said and how to get Yahweh to intervene in this. how he gonna intervene? It's through the scriptures. What do the scriptures say? That's the end of it. That's the end of it. Once you understand your role through the scriptures, that's why I say we have to be able to help those that come behind us. Put yourself as a secondary to help those that come behind us to get them in order. Then you get your James 5:20 and the Matthew 25:21. Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been for a few things, and I'm going to make you pay for many. And guess what that many? He ain't talking about some small many, but Micaiah, he's talking about 2:26 in Revelation. This is what you're going to be. If you get this right, this is what he's trying to tell you in 2:26 of end time prophecy of Revelation. What is he saying there, Brother Micaiah?
Going to the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 26. Book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 26, read. And he that overcometh and keep my works unto the end, to him or her will I give power over the nation.
Just give me one word. So the bottom line is you got to keep this works to the end. And the respect level got to come up. I mean, the respect level got to come up. And matter of fact, we'll get a case in point. We'll get a case in point, Brother Micaiah, on the respect level. See, we wouldn't tell you nothing unless we can read it. Let's see what it says in Issachar's boy in the book of Job, 32, verse number 6. Listen good what we can read in Job 32, verse 6. Listen real good what we can read.
The book of Job, chapter 32, picking up at verse 6. Book of Job 32, verse 6 read. And Elihu, the son of Barakal, the Buzite, answered and said, I am young, and you are very old. Wherefore I was afraid, and doest not show you my opinion.
Ain't that something? So you always got to have your mouth going when you're around those that's in that upper class. You ain't got to have your mouth going. You can be just as fine as being quiet and taking notes and moving forward. Because one day you're going to be on the clock. But if you got your mouth going, ready to get your mouth in there, it's always a time to run the mouth and the time to be quiet. When you're around those that try to get you there, it's best to suck up all the information because one day you're going to be on the clock. But if you're ready to get throw your look in there, you holding back from yourself because you are blotted out everything that's going on what you're trying to bring to the table. Understand one thing. It ain't about us. It's about the youth behind us.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to get it right, because that is the job of the seer and the elders and the fathers, the mothers, and the children. We got to get this thing right. This is our job to do. So, but we got to do it in order. That's how it's going to be. Go back, Brother Titus. Now, you read 44 verse 1. Give me a little bit more. Let's get a little bit more out of 44 verse 2. What does it say?
The Rock chapter 44, verse 2. And Yahweh has brought great glory by them through his great power from the beginning. Verse 3. Such as did bear rule in their kingdom, men renowned for their own power, and for their power, given counsel by their understanding and declared prophecy. Verse 4. Leaders of the people, by their counsel and by their knowledge of learning, meet for the people, wise and eloquent in their instruction.
You see that?
Verse 5.
You see what he say? Meet for the people. Meet mm-hmm. for the people. Let's back up. See, leadership is meet for the people. But if you got your mind going, how are you going to understand one thing? And leadership is neat for other people. Because one thing about it, let's, and Brother Micaiah, and let me show you what neat for the people mean. Let's run to the book of Enoch, first book of Enoch, chapter 104, 1 through 13. And Mother D of Israel have me a book of Romans, chapter 8, 31 through 39. Had it waiting on me. Romans chapter 8, verse 31 through 39. Had it waiting on me, Mother D F Israel, after 104, 1 down to verse 13. Brother Micaiah, the first book of Enoch, 104, 1 through 13, you're on the clock. Come on.
Book of Enoch. Chapter 104, verse 1 down to 13. Verse 1 reads, I swear to you that in heaven the ministering spirits remember you for good before the honor of the great one. Verse 2, and your names are written before the honor of the great one. Be hopeful, for before you were put to shame through sickness and affliction, but now you shall shine as the lights of heaven. Verse 3, you shall shine and you shall be seen, and the doors of heaven shall be opened to you. And in your cry, cry for judgment, and it shall appear to you. For all your tribulations shall be visited on the rulers and on all who help those who plundered you. Verse 4, be hopeful and do not throw away your hopes, for you shall have great joy as the ministering spirits of heaven. Verse 5, what will you have to do? You shall not have to hide on the day of the great judgment, and you shall not be afraid, shall not be found as sinners, and the eternal judgment shall not come to you for all the generations eternally. Verse 6, and now fear not, you righteous, when you see the sinners growing strong and prospering in their way, do not be their companion.
And now what?
Keep a, Verse 6, and now fear not, you righteous, when you see the sinners growing strong and prospering in their way, do not be their companion, but keep away from their bodies. Verse 7, for you shall become companions of the host of heaven. And although you sinners say, all our sins shall not be found out and be written down, nevertheless, they shall write down all your sins every day. Verse 8, and now I show to you that light and darkness, day and night, be all your sins. Verse 9, do not be Yahwahless in your mind, and do not lie, and do not change the words of righteousness, nor say that words of the righteous great one are lies, nor praise or rely on your idols. For all your lying and all your wildness come not from or lead not to righteousness, but from or lead to great sin. Verse 10, and now I know this mystery, that sinners will alter and pervert the words of righteousness in many ways, and will speak wicked words, and lie, and practice great deceit, and write books concerning their words. Verse 11. But when they write down all my words truthfully in their languages, and do not change or omit any of my words, but write them all down truthfully, all that I first testified concerning them. Verse 12. Then I know another mystery, that books will be given to the righteous, and the wise to produce joy and righteousness and much wisdom. Verse 13. And to them the book shall be given, and they shall believe them and rejoice over them. And then all the righteous who have learnt from them all the path of righteousness shall be paid back.
Yeah, that's right. So he said, you know, he said they're gonna do a lot of things. They're gonna get a hold of your books, and they're gonna change the name, they're gonna do a whole lot of things on you. He said, now once you find out that they, what they have did, it's up to you to know one thing. They wicked as hell. But you don't make adjustment to the wicked. You just gotta find out where is that 21:16 at, and come about that congregation of the dead to understand one thing. They're gonna do their thing. But what we gotta do is wake up our people to show up that Yahweh is in control. He in control of everything that is going on now. It's up to us to get in order. Look at Enoch 105, verse 1 and 2 there. Brother Micaiah. Enoch 105, verse 1 and 2. I'm coming at you, most dear Israel, right behind Romans 8, 31 through 39. Look what it says in Enoch 105, verse 1 and 2. Brother Micaiah, what it say? Come on.
Book of Enoch, chapter 105, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 reads, in those days, Yahweh called them, the wise and righteous, to testify to the children of earth concerning their wisdom, showing it to them. For you are their God and a recompense over the whole earth. Verse 2. For I and my
son. He said.
Okay, verse 2.
Read that again, young man.
Yes, sir. The book of Enoch, chapter 105, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 reads, in those days, Yahweh called them the wise and righteous, to testify to the children of earth concerning their wisdom. Show it to them, for you are their God and a recompense over the whole earth. Verse 2.
So Enoch, see, what you know or not, you know, a lot of big dignitaries, they don't like to jump in, but you don't alter a lot of Enoch's writing. Which we're going to show you soundly that in the book of Enoch, he wrote it plainly about something we're going to read a little bit later. After Moses of Israel read me, matter of fact, read verse 1 just to get warmed up. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Then I'll skip down to 31 to 39. Let's see if we can get there, Moses of Israel. Romans chapter 8, verse 1, then 31 down to verse 39. Come on.
Romans chapter 8, verse 1, and verse 31 to 39. Romans 8, 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Yahweh the Son, who walketh not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If Yahweh be for us, who can be against us? Verse 32. He that spares not his own son, but deliver him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of Yahweh elect? It is Yahweh that justifies. 34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Yahweh the Son that died, yet rather that is risen again, whom is even at the right hand of Yahweh the Father, who also made intercession for us. Verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Yahweh the Son? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or prayer or sword. 36. As it is written, for your sake, we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. 38. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Verse 39. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Yahuwah the Father, which is in Yahuwah the Son, our Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. So that's the mindset we got to have. And remember, we all will get tested. Whatever we love the most, that's where your test going to come from. But you got to remember these verses. Because to get in the kingdom, you will be able to be tried. But once you got that spirit that Yahuwah got there for you, he can save the things to come if you understand the scriptures. And then once you understand the scriptures, see what you're supposed to do. Let's go to Luke 22:32, Mother dear Israel. Now, once you understand, you don't put your light up under a bushel, up under the bed. This is what you do once you understand. You do what's written in Luke 22:32. What can we read out of Luke 22:32, Mother dear Israel? What can we read?
Chapter 22, verse 32. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith faileth not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother.
You see that? So once you understand that, strengthen your brother.
Mm-hmm.
That means your brother can be your sister. Whoever that with you, once you got to strengthen them up, because you have to come together. If you in a relationship, you got to see this thing as the Bible see this thing. Do it ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work. Titus.
Yes, sir.
I wanna look at something and we're gonna see what do this mean. In 2 Timothy 2, what do this mean that we can read in verse number 19? 2:19. Let's see what this means in 2:19.
The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2. Verse 19 reads, nevertheless, the foundation of Yahuwah standeth sure, having his seal. Yahuwah knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that name the name of Yahuwah the Son depart from sin.
Everyone that's named, what? What he just got through reading now? But Titus, everyone that's what?
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of Yahuwah standeth sure. Having his seed, Yahuwah knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Yahuwah depart from sin.
If the ones, he knows the one that is his. And how he know that you are his, you are named the name of Yahuwah. He says, you recognize the name of Yahuwah. He said, that's how he knows that you are his, when you understand that name. And that's how he knows that you are his. Now, that's a big statement. It's a precept to that one. And that has to follow me there, young lions. That has to follow me where it talks about that everybody in heaven and on earth. So that's all I want to say on that one. Can anybody help me out on that one? I need the precept to that one. It talks about that precept. So now, who's going to help the old seer out on that precept? Because we're going somewhere after we find that one verse that letting you know things for Yahweh to hear you, you have to have the name right. Now, what's the precept to that? Can anybody help me out? Can anybody help the old seer out? Huh?
Well, let's see. You're talking about with fear, the Reverend, they had the name right?
Well, we want to burst that precept that to let you know everybody in such place carry that name, and everybody in such place carry that name. So now, who will have the old seer? And what I do, I threw another verse in just what you're working with. I threw another one in, my dear Bishop. Just going to read 121. I'm just going to throw another verse in just to see will anybody kind of step to the plate, help those see out. I threw another one in Ephesians 1, verse 21. But the number one hit we're looking for, you know, although we're looking at it all the time, but we just want to see who's going to step to the plate, because all this is going to come up. And you have to be understanding, because they're going to ask you, why are you so hocking on this name? Why can't we call him Jesus? And all that good stuff. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21, Mother D.F. Israel, let's get warmed up in 121. Let's see if we can the young lions on display. And Ephesians 1:21 reads.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21. Far above all principalities and powers and might and dominions and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come.
Every name that is named, not only up but below, is that name. Not only in up here, down here, to come is that name. He said that name is going to come. Matter of fact, let's get a precept on it real quick. Let's go to Zechariah 14, verse 9, Mother D.F. Israel. He said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, they kick against his name. But he let you know when it's all said and done, the name, six anointed caps used daily, if the name, it's going to be everybody having that name, up or down. Mm-hmm. That would just say in Ephesians 1:21, because you tell the northern kingdom, is y'all all over the place with his name. But I'm going to tell you something, when it's all said and done, this name going to be a 14 verse 9, Mother D.F. Israel Zechariah. What is going to be in 14 verse 9 we can read?
Zechariah chapter 14 verse 9. And Yahweh shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Yahweh and his name one.
His name how many?
One.
One. Now, young lions, you want to get in my precept? That's written over here in the third chapter of Ephesians. You want to get in my precept there, Brother Titus? Let's go to Ephesians chapter 3.
Chapter 3, verse 15.
Verse 14 and 15. Yeah, 14 and 15. Look what it says.
Okay, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 to 15. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 reads, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Yahweh, Yahweh the Son. Verse 15, of whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named.
See that? So you see how important that name is? We don't compromise the name. The name, that's the name that's written above, and the name is written below. And guess what that name is? And we're going to the book of Enoch. And the way you see it, that's the way you read it. Because see, let me tell you something. A lot of big dignitaries, a lot of big counts, they run away from the book of Enoch. They run away from the book of Enoch. Mm-hmm. But you know why? Because Yahweh is allowing the six anointed camps to get way out in front. Then once they finally get the pictures, then they're connected as we connected. Show you how important is that name. Now we're going to Enoch, Brother Titus, and we're gonna read it the way we see it. We're gonna read it the way we see it. Let's go to the third book of Enoch. And just read it the way you see it in the third. See, Yahweh have a way to preserve things, but he'll hold it out for just one group. And when that one group understand that the calling is on them, they will address themselves, and they won't have them excuses about, well, no, I ain't got my book. No, I don't have it. I put my books up because I got company coming over, and I know they come up missing. See, you got to understand, you got a calling on you, and you're not your own. This is about Yahweh's business. You got to step to the plate and do this man's business. Now, to show you that this name is very important, now Enoch is the seventh from Adam. And Enoch is, they found Enoch's writing in the 1900s. They was amazed about his writing. What does his writing say that we can read in the third book of Enoch 6 verse 1? And tell me what you're looking at in 6 verse 1.
Third book of Enoch, chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 1. When the Holy One, blessed be he, desired to lift up on high, he first sent the prince, and he took me from in their midst, in their sight, and carried me in great glory upon a fiery chariot, and with fiery horses, servants of honor, glory, and he lifted me up.
Wait a minute. Well, hold on there, young man. I'm in the third book of Enoch 6, verse 1. You're heading in the right direction, but give me verse 1. Look right down at verse 1. And give me verse number 1 when it says when.
Verse 1. Third book of Enoch, chapter 6, verse 1. When the Holy One, blessed be, he desired to lift me up on high. He first sent the prince, and he took me from their midst in their sight and carried me.
Hold on there, young man. Brother McKay, what do you see out of 6-1? What do you see when you look at 6-1?
Right. The book is third book of Enoch, chapter 6, verse 1 reads, when the righteous one, blessed be he, wanted to lift me up on high, he first sent an Nephael Yahweh, the prince, and he took me.
Hold that part. Oh, wait a minute. He said who? Who he said?
Raphael Yahweh. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. You see. Now, how do you have this name you see here?
Say that again. See, I didn't catch that.
Come on, Mother DF Israel. Bring them. Put a little more on it. Put a little more power to that. What you just said, Mother DF Israel.
YHWH.
Oh, okay.
Prince. YHWH the prince. So you see that name was in Enoch's mouth. So that angel that was sent from Yahweh, remember they all carry the name whatever their first name is, but their last name is YHWH, and it's read here in 6 verse 1. YHWH. But they'll tell you, man, well, I can't find that name YHWH because you don't have the spirit of Yahweh to find it. Enoch had it from the Genesis 7 from Adam, and he tell you that the, all the angels came visiting him had the last name of YHWH.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we just found out in Ephesians that's what everybody's name is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you up or down, it's YHWH.
Mm-hmm.
Is we reading that or not out of the book of Enoch 30 now?
Yeah.
Is we reading it?
Yeah, well,
mm-hmm. Right, go to the third book of Enoch 10, 2 and 3 there, Brother Micaiah. Let's go to the 10th chapter, look at verse 2 and 3. Let's see if there's any more there, or was that just something just oops that got in the way of oops. Let's see if there's any more in there besides some oops. You know, the book that everybody running away from, we run to it, but we get out of it what we need. 10th chapter, verse 2 and 3.
Okay. The book of Enoch, chapter 10, verse 2 and verse 3. Verse 2 reads, and he placed the curtain at the door of the seventh hall and set me down on it. Verse 3. An announcement went forth into every heaven, saying, this is Meteran, my servant. I have made him a prince and a ruler over all the princes of my kingdom and over all the children of heaven, except the eight great honors and revered princes, who are the ones called Yahweh by the name of their king.
Ain't that something? What name they call?
Yahweh.
What name they call?
Yahweh.
Is this reading?
Hallelujah.
This is what you show the game sale. This is what you put red in your better half face. What this name is in his book. Enoch, seven from heaven. What is their name? Yahweh. You see that?
Yahweh.
See, that's the game changer. I didn't know that was in it. Yeah, it's in there. Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Read a little bit more.
Okay. Verse 3. Picking it back up at verse 3.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me set the stage now. Now, see, Yahweh got some close people around him. He got 7 or 8. I mean, just real close to him. And he's been talking about the ones, I mean, just hook, line, and sinker with him right now. Enoch is going to call something about the ones. So when you don't read about all these Gabriels and Uriel and all that, a profound statement is getting ready to be read in the third book. See what it is? See, it was one big letter. They divided this into all this 1, 2, and 3 and all that right there. Enoch's job, he wrote a lot of good things. And we're going to read a lot of good things that Enoch wrote. But Yahweh have a way to preserve his words. Is you just got to know how to go in there and get the nuggets out of his words.
Mm-hmm.
And check them out for the game sale. Now look what it says, the 8th. Now look what it says about the 8th. The 8th what?
Verse 4. Verse 4 reads, and every ministering spirit and prince who has a word to speak to me shall now go before him.
Hold on.
That's
hold on
underneath
now, that. Man.
Underneath
that. Let's get rid of the middle of it. Have him out there, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's get rid of bypass the nugget. Get rid of in the middle of this thing, and let's bring it out. Thank you there, Mother D.F. Israel. Keep them in your lines and all. What is
okay.
that?
Okay. The book of Enoch, chapter 10. Finishing it up at verse 3 in the middle, between 3 and 4. Verse 3, it reads, the 8 beings who are called Yahweh may refer to those ministering spirits who have the tetragrammaton as part of their name.
That's when the Greeks got in there. Hold that form right there. See, that's when the Greeks got in there and put in tetragrammaton. And what that means, the four letters. Remember we read over there, and we read that they was gonna jingle. They're going to jingle a little bit over there in that 104. See, they always put a little shot in there. You just got to catch it. So the closer one to Yahuwah, which is your mental spirit, at the end of every one of their names, it's YHWH. So this is what you got to show the game says, because that name is there always. When you not Yahwali, you're going to be offended. But hey, is you let them read for themselves. Here's the name right here, YHWH. And this is a seven from Adam is talking. Enoch is the one that set the table for mankind today. Everybody who's holding Enoch, they just don't tell you. Because you ain't got the right spirit to understand. They quoting Enoch. Enoch is the one that got the first understanding. And he the one exhibited to his son, Methuselah, and told him, listen, my son, here is the writing. I got it from the Most High. Now you got it to pass it on. That's why he lived 963 years. In that, Shem received everything he had to give. Noah and Shem. So anytime you read that about Noah, Shem, or this guy right here, Enoch, you on point. But if you can't connect the book, that's on you. We can, because we'll read it first. Brother Titus, let's go to the third book of Enoch, chapter 18, verse 8 down to verse 19. See, we can read that Yahuwah reserved his name, but you just can't act like you just jump in there because you don't see it there in your English 6 regular Bible. I don't see no but Lord God and Jesus. That's what I'm going to do. Because they'll cook your books up. That's what we read earlier at 104, that they were going to cook your books up. Enoch told you in advance what they was going to do. And you see, I've done it right now. But our job is to bring you back to understand one thing. The name going to get you where you need to get to. It's them four letters, YHWH. Now watch what we get ready to read in the third book of Enoch 18, 8 down to verse 19.
Third book of Enoch, chapter 18, verse 8, all the way down to 19. Third book of Enoch, chapter 18, verse 8 reads, and Haman, the great prince, when he sees Tushrethel, the great prince, he removes the crown of glory for his head and falls on his face. Is that right?
No.
Get down to verse 9 there, but Titus, let's look at verse number 9.
All right, third book of Enoch, chapter 18, verse 9. And Tushrethel, Yahuwah, the great prince, when he says,
Wait a minute. You can't just run past that good stuff right there. Listen, you hear the man just, you know, this is Enoch talking. Enoch is letting you know the order that before any man had the order, Enoch is the first one at it. He's telling you the name of the great prince. Do you know what a great prince is? He's telling you the name of the great prince right here. We just can't run through all this good stuff. We got to marinate a little bit of this thing. Look what he says here about here. In verse number, what did he say again?
Third book of Enoch, chapter 18. Verse 9. And
read verse 8. Hold on, brother. Read verse 8 and get one of the comments. I don't got excited. I'm always happy in the word of Yahuwah. But the point I'm trying to tell y'all got to get this right spirit in you, because the bottom line is this going to be the game changer when you're able to, you know, deal truthfully in the spirit of Yahuwah. That's showing you that this is Enoch talking. Enoch is the seventh from Adam. This is the one which the first one wrote some books down. This is the one that Yahweh sent the middle spirit to have him speed, writing, and everything to get this message. But it only was a remote generation that was going to bring this out. He talked about it in the first chapter. He said, I'm writing down, it's not for my time. It's for a remote generation to come. We are the generation to come, the six anointed camps, to unravel this thing. But we just can't run through this thing like it don't mean nothing. This is some great stuff. You know, it always excites those seers. Read verse 8.
Third book of Enoch, chapter 18, verse 8, read. And Yahweh, the great prince, when he sees treacherous there, Yahweh, the great prince, he removes the crown of glory from his head and falls on his face. Verse 9.
Great.
And treacherous there, Yahweh.
Go ahead, hold on. What's that, Mother
dear
Israel?
He maybe his book read differently.
No, his book reads the same. His book reads the same. He got the same book that we got.
Well, he didn't read and
same
I said,
book.
Haman. Haman.
Exactly right. Young Lion, you take your time there, Young Lion. We know it's 400,000 plus on the network, but we got to deliver the knockout blow.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at this area again because they're talking about this great prince. Because see, listen, in the book, Mother of Israel, in 12 verse 1, do you know it's something written in the book of 12 verse 1 of the book of Daniel? And see, we want y'all to be able to paint this picture what's going on. And 12 verse 1 of Daniel. See, we want to, paint the picture. But you've got to be prepared to paint the picture.
Okay.
Daniel 12, 1, Brank.
Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth, will stand for the children of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that
You remember, that's good. You remember when we read over there in Enoch 104, he told you that Enoch, you were told, the mother spirit was told you that Enoch will tell you that they were going to cook your books. You all disembobulated and bring all kind of things, but we try to tell you, okay, we can catch them now. We can catch the WCC, the Latter-day Saints, the Roman Catholic Church. We can catch everybody now. You know, because Yahweh reserved, but he had this thing waiting, and he had a 12 verse 7. What did he read in 12 verse 7 of D of Israel? What can we read in 12 verse 7 of the book of Ecclesiastes? Back over the young line in 12:18 of 1 Corinthians. Then have me 1:18:23 of Psalms. Let's go 1, 2, 3 punch. Come on.
Regular Ecclesiastes.
Yes.
12:7.
Yes.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto Yahweh who gave it.
Come on.
Verse 8.
First Corinthians 12:18.
First Corinthians. Chapter 12, verse 18. Verse 18 reads, but now hath Yahweh set the members, every one of them in the body, as it hath pleased him.
Is that? So when Yahweh grabbed a spirit of old, he just hold his hand. He released it when he get ready. And all we supposed to say is what Titus getting ready to read in 1:18-23. Can y'all keep up with those here? Don't see it be ran back, spread left, trying to fuck the persons out and connect it as the tenor of the conversation. Can y'all keep up? 1:18-23, come on.
Psalms 118:23. This is Yahweh's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
That's it. That's all we're saying. See, Yahweh reserved these things. So he, remember, Enoch talks about him going to be back here at the time appointed if you read the first two chapters of Enoch. You have to be aware that a lot of people run from this book because it wasn't for them to get into this book. Because they got into this book and understood that we read not the third book of Enoch, we read what they put down, third book. This is just Enoch writing. He wrote 364 books. This is one of the books he just wrote. They canonized on his writing like it's 1, 2, 3. No. Enoch is letting you know the names of the great prince. What his name is before you start putting this mic on him in 12 chapters. And by his name, but the end of his name is YHWH. That's the name of everybody in heaven and on earth. Everybody, that's why when the middle spirit comes down, they say, what is the Yahweh? They knew that the middle spirit had the name of Yahweh. They didn't know the first name. They knew what name he was carrying. We don't know Jack today. Yahweh, that's the ball game. And that's why you hear him say, what is it? Yahweh, polluted word for Elohim, Lord, come in. Listen, everybody, they knew this, but what it is, the big dignitaries keep you away from this good stuff and tell you this book right here got the heebie-jeebies in it. Well,
yeah.
Might have the heebie-jeebies to you, but I can sleep with it with no problem because I get out of it what I need.
Mm-hmm.
Now, come on back there. So we clear about this right here in verse number 9. This is great prince. Carry the name of some YHWH. Now, what it says in verse number 10.
Third book, Enoch, chapter 18, verse 10. And Asriel, Yahweh, the great prince, when he sees...
Wait a minute. You don't know Yahweh in that. How you putting something in that not there? Why you putting it? Just read where you see it. He gonna take care of himself. No. We coming straight from his shoulder. What you see, he gonna take care of himself.
Alright, third book of Enoch, chapter 18, verse 10. And Asriel, the great prince, when he sees Nariel, the great prince, he removed the crown of glory from his head. And
Hold on a minute. Come on, help him out there, Mother J.F. Israel. Come on back. Come on back and help him out.
Yeah, why?
Read that verse 10.
I don't know the name. The great prince, when he sees Ariel Yahweh, the great prince. He removed.
Yes.
Okay. He removed the glorious crown.
What do you do? In 23:40, we're not going to read. He says to 47, Abraham said to his right-hand man. He said, right-hand man, you see what I see? He said, no, I don't see nothing but some mountains. Yep. He said, my son that's going to be the Quran man. What you see, my son, the Quran man? I don't see nothing but mountains, too. Y'all stay back with that. This is what we're trying to tell you, see, right? I know where you label them on. I'm telling you, if you get this right, Yahweh is going to show you the double. But you got to get this right. You got to be all all hands on deck in this. So now, they showing you the order things. Now, although this other great angel had position, but when he came before the great prince, he bowed his head and took his crown off. And that was the same thing was said in the 18th chapter, 1, 2, and 3. Same thing was said in Sirach 44. See, we got these puffed up spirits, and we out of order everywhere. You're not following what this book is saying. You see what this great prince, this big dignitary, got when he came among the great prince? He what did he do? What he did when he came before the great prince? What did he do? He done what?
All right, third book of Enoch, chapter 18, verse 10.
Yeah, verse 10. Yeah, what did he do? Get down and see what he did. He done what? What did he do?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't get nothing.
Third book of Enoch, chapter 18, verse 10. And Ezreal, the great prince, when he sees Ezreal, Yahweh, the great prince, he removes the crown of glory from his head and falls on his face.
Verse 11. What? Wait, hold on. What'd he do?
All right, third book of Enoch, chapter 18, verse 10. And Ezreal, the great prince, when he sees Ezreal, Yahweh, the great prince, he removes the crown of glory from his head and falls on his face.
What's your book say, Micaiah?
It says the book of third book of Enoch, 18, verse 10 reads, and Ezreal, the great prince, when he sees Nariel Yahweh, the great prince, he removes the glorious crown from his head and bows himself to the ground.
Maldiv Israel, what's your book say? What's your
one say? Ezreal Yahweh, the great prince, he removed the glorious crown from his head and bowed himself to the ground.
And bowed himself to the ground. Mm-hmm. See, that's why you see it. You see, oh, look at it, the Chinese, the Japanese. Listen, they get everything from Enoch and the children of Israel. That's the honor we have. Now we ain't got no honor because we can't bring ourselves out through this right here. They don't know nothing about no Enoch. They get this right here. They remember you read over there in that 104. How they gonna grab your book and alterate it? It's alteration of your book. You was told by Enoch what they was gonna do, huh? So we aware of what you gonna do, but we gonna bust you in the middle of the street, man. Come on, about Titus. Look at verse number 11. So when we see you, Titus, we gonna make sure you reading the right book, and on one accord, we'll make sure whatever you read, that you line up with one accord and you got the right lick to keep on kicking. Verse number 11.
Third book of Enoch, chapter 18, verse 11. And Nariel, and not Ariel, Yahweh, the great prince, when he says Sethnigel, the great prince, he removes the crown of glory from his head and falls on his face. Verse 12.
Hold a minute. Hold that point. Order going on. You understand this is order going on. You remember the young man said, Elu said, he says, I was afraid when elders got their mouth going, I was afraid to get in there because I know that was order. Let me suck up everything I can get from the elders before I start running my fat black mouth. Suck this good information up to make sure you prepare because you're going to be on the clock. And I'll tell you something. And being on the clock going to start Saturday, next Saturday, you're going to be on the clock. You have all kind of wheels that come. at you with all kinds. We're going to see if you stay in the spirit or you go haywire. See? Trying to get you in the spirit. So there's no return on this thing. We got to go now. Verse 12.
Verse 12. And Sethiel, Yahuwah, when he sees Jezreel, Yahuwah, the great prince, he removes the crown of glory from his head and falls on his face. Verse 13.
And bowed himself to the ground. Bowed himself to the ground. That's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Verse 13. And Jezreel, Yahuwah, the prince, when he sees Gabriel, Yahuwah, the prince, he removes the crown of glory from his head and falls on his face. Verse 14.
Go ahead.
And Gabriel, Yahuwah, the prince, when he sees Raphael, Yahuwah, the prince, he removes the crown of glory and falls on his face. Verse 15. And Apatel, Yahuwah, the prince, when he sees Asratel, I can't pronounce that word for nothing. Asratel, Luke, the prince, who presides in all the sessions of the children of heaven. He removes the crown of glory from his head and falls on his face. Verse 16. And Asriel, Yahuwah the prince, when he sees Galushar, Yahuwah the prince, who reveals all the secrets of the law. He removes the crown of glory from his head and falls on his face. Verse 17. And Galashar, Yahuwah the prince, when he sees Zechiel, Yahuwah the prince, who he anointed to write down the merits of Israel on the throne of glory. He removes the crown of glory from his head and falls on his face.
Well, what do you mean? Wait a minute. What do you mean he's writing the glory of Israel? So you see, remember me, you read in 32nd chapter, the thing was all about Israel from the get-go. They let you know, even Enoch knew about you were to come, and you're here now, and you shine away from your name. And the men of the spirit said, well, you know, I'm waiting on a time of when you get Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob name changed in Israel. So this thing was already orchestrated by Yahuwah the Father.
Mm-hmm.
So they get prepared, and they watch everything from the right. They know your move before you make your move.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about Israel back in Enoch's day. Israel, and they ain't even went through the flood yet. The Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth ain't even born yet. And they're talking about Israel. And you shine away from your name, and you won't be calling yourself Willie Joe Anderson. You see what you do? Israel was in the making well in Enoch's days. You see? And then you got a couple of the camps talking about, well, I ain't got my books. I can't find my books. All this honor that been installed on us to bring this stuff out, and we somewhere thumbing around in the world trying to get somebody opposite of what we doing and stay disembobulated on what we own. You see what's going on here? This ain't six serious business here. Now, you know when we read over there in this book of Ephesians, when you read this and you got your hammer ready in Enoch chapter 3, read again Ephesians chapter 2, and now you see how you precept that and knock them out of the park when that when this statement is made and where that book where that verse at we read Ephesians 1:21 and then we went down to 3:14 and 15. So now you're able to knock it out the park. What this means? You see, by using Enoch to let you know everything understood they wrote before the sins of Esau cook your books in other nations. What it say in 3:14 and 15 of Titus of Ephesians?
The book of Ephesians, chapter 3:14 and 15. Ephesians chapter 3:14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, I bow Yahweh, Yahweh the Son. Verse 15, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
Is that so? We're reading it now. Everybody called by that name. You see what you're doing? Everybody was called, it was written, Mother Dear of Israel, in 11 verse 3 of the book of Psalms. What's written in 11 verse 3?
Okay. Psalms chapter 11 verse 3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
You see, you don't have your foundation. You want to begin the Bible in Matthew somewhere and go to Romans and back. Your foundation been destroyed, Israel. You were talked about in Enoch days about you coming. And the middle spirit that's going to be, and we're going to reach the middle spirit that's over you, maybe not in this lesson, but maybe we'll do it Wednesday. We might even take care of it in this lesson. It's a middle spirit that's over you.
Mm-hmm.
We might even read this in this lesson. I don't know. But I'm trying to tell you something. Yeah, nobody outgrowth this ministry. With them puffed up spirits, you think you know something. You don't really know. I walked the bathtub. You ain't gonna never connect this right here, this 1:21 and this 3:15, and go to Enoch, the third book of Enoch, and knock it out the park. Who gonna do it? See, sooner or later, you're gonna recognize the signs of the time. But the seer's job is to get those of 600 cap on their feet to paint this picture. This is a big job before us. The middle spirit is getting ready way back here to get. To get with Israel. See, he was ready. And that's why when they always come, they say, what is it, Yahuwah? Because they knew the ministry was Yahuwah. They just had a first name. But they knew it was Yahuwah because the whole family in heaven and earth is named Yahuwah. You see that? What does it say in verse number 17?
All right, third book of Enoch.
Yeah, give me 18 now,
Titus. The third book of Enoch, chapter 18.
Can you go back on 17 still, cause I didn't hear him bring out something in 17.
Yeah, okay. Bring out that 17. Mom did. He has Israel. She said, I'm watching you, young lion, very closely.
Mm-hmm.
She said, we got too much time in this thing. We want to read back knowing when y'all out there hollering on the microphones, y'all delivering the knockout blow. That's what she said. We got too much time in this thing not to know you got smooth and delivering the knockout blow. Verse 17.
Third book of Enoch, chapter 18, verse 17. And Galilee, sir, Yahweh the prince, when he sees Zechiel, Yahweh the prince, whom he anointed to write down the merit of Israel on the throne of glory. He removes the crown of glory from his head and falls on his face. 18.
He is a night read like I would read. The prince who is appointed to write down the merit of Israel. On the throne of
exactly right.
Of glory.
So that's right. When we catch it, we're gonna make sure he put a we make sure he got a book in his hand to be on one accord We'll straighten them up. We'll straighten that young line up. That young line to do great things. So we'll make sure he's right.
I'll read it over.
In class.
I'll read it over. You have to say it. Yeah, because my book is different.
Well, here's the point. Well, hold on. Hold on. But if you're not reading the same book we read, you'll read it over. We'll be reading the same thing. But so we'll get you on 1 o'clock there, young lineup. On the Saturday, you'll be on 1 o'clock. No, don't worry about that part. You'll be able to read what everybody reading on 1 o'clock. So now, your upbraided notes that you have, they don't cook your books a little bit. That's what's going on. So, Brother Kai, pick it up verse 18.
The third book of Enoch, chapter 18, verse 18 reads. And Zakel, Yahweh, the great prince, when he sees Anphiel, Yahweh, the prince, who keeps the keys of the heavenly hall, he removes the glorious crown from his head and bows himself to the ground. Why is he called?
So now, here's the point. Well, see, here's the point. So hold that point right there. So you see, you got many princes. But you got a great prince. So, you see, you got a water going on out there. They were, all of them was Prince Israel, but they also had a great prince. And you read that great prince in that 12 verse 1. See, by doing it. So now, they understood this thing then. Yahweh is an order. Remember, we can read where the some of the stars, some of the clouds didn't act right one on time. Yahweh had to slap them aside and put them in prison. We can read that, but we ain't going to do it tonight. See, Yahweh is an order, Yahweh. He said he locked up a couple stars that wasn't on point. That's how he run this thing. You ain't on point with Yahweh. That's how remember he said he's a hard man. He's an austere man. See, you know, you need to understand this man is by order. I'm telling you, see, Royal, it's not a count. If we get into order, Yahweh will intervene. Long we bumming all over the place, we're not in order, Yahweh just going to do the Hosea 5:15. Just going to watch you until you get in order. But I'm not going to do Jeremiah 2:33. I ain't trimming my way to seek nobody's company or nothing else. If it ain't order, I ain't in it. I'm about order. I ain't trimming my weight for this thing. This is serious business. Everybody in heaven is named Yahweh. And now you backing it up, showing you where they was bringing this from. They was bringing it from the writing of Enoch. But they'll tell you, he's not right. Mm-hmm. What is that? What book is that? Enoch, man. Now they can't connect the books. But we can. Now, what's that in verse 19? Brother Micaiah.
Okay. Book of Enoch. Third book of Enoch. Chapter 18, verse 19. 19 reads. And when he sees Sothar, Ashiel, Yahweh, the prince, the great, fearful, and honored one, he removes the glorious crown from his head.
Good. That's good. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be looking too much at stuff. Mm-hmm. The time will get away from us. But we're saying, you see now, all the princes, the great princes, all of them had the name of what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yahweh.
Read verse 21.
Verse 21, read. And when he sees Zephapura prove you, Yahweh, the great prince, the mighty and terrible one.
See, all they do now. Now what they start doing now, they'll start messing around with that. But we know clear who the great prince is. We know the great prince is the one that we read in 12 verse 1. Michael is the great prince. But Enoch didn't know him as that bastard name called English. He didn't know him by that name. See that? They knew what his name was. And we read over there in 104 what they was going to do, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
We read what they're going to do. So we'll get one more in on that, and we'll leave that alone. Get down to verse 23 and 24.
Okay, the third book of Enoch, chapter 18, verse 23 and 24. 23 reads, "And when he sees the two princes, the strong one and the glorified one, who are standing above him, he removes the glorious crown from his head and bows himself to the ground. And these are the names of the two princes, Sophrael Yahweh, let me see, the killer, the prince, the honor, glorified, blameless, vulnerable, ancient, and mighty one. 24. Why is he called Sophrael Yahweh who killed? Sophrael Yahweh the killer. Because he is assigned to control the books of the dead. So that everyone, when the day of his death draws near, is written by him in the books of the dead. Why is he called Sophrael Yahweh who makes alive? Sophrael Yahweh life giver. Because he is assigned control over the books of life, so that everyone whom the righteous one, blessed be he, will bring into life. He writes him in the book of life by authority of the divine majesty. Perhaps he might say, since the righteous one, blessed be he, is sitting on a throne, they are also sitting when right. The scripture teaches us.
Stop it there. What teaches us?
The scripture teaches us.
You see what's going on here? So look, they already knew what they was going to do when they wrote this. See, this book right here, bang on what they're going to do, and that's Psalm 64, verse 4. What they got written in 64, verse 4? By Titus. They got something written, and they go in there, and they'll jam up the best of them. They'll jam you up with this. Here go to Psalm 64. Well, hold on a minute, Titus. Hold on. Let's go see if get it saying before you kick off there. So now they jump down in the 64th chapter. Where I'm at. So where's the man? Is it 64 chapters? Where they go bring out this word called? Make that 68 verse 4. Let's see what we can get out of this thing in 68 verse 4.
Psalm 68 verse 4 reads, "Sing unto Yahweh, sing praises to his name, exalt him that rides upon the heavens. By his name Yahweh, and rejoice before him."
But that ain't what it say. What do it say there? Because we're going to get a point with them showing you that. See, you got to be on point there, young line. We see what we're doing. We are teaching ministry, so we want to hear that and show you how you can catch them. You know how you can catch a rat. So you got to catch a rat. Mm-hmm. You know. So we want to show that we aware of you, and he's not going to catch the rat that put this in there, but you got to read the way you see it. Remember, we're not teaching for ourselves, we're teaching for the mass minority. 68 verse 4.
Psalm 68 verse 4. Sing to Yahweh, sing praises to his name. Exalt him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah, and rejoice before him.
See, they go, this is what they say. See that? But we know the word, the J one there, and we put the Y there, and we call him Yah. So we said, now you can call him Yah. Hey, wait, the A wasn't there neither. But the point I'm saying, the bottom line is, you out of order with the Yah, they call him Yah. See, well, we call him Yah, because we read 6 days verse 4. Now watch. Now watch Enoch slap him in the mouth. Let's run to Brother Micaiah. Let's run to the third book of Enoch and watch him slap him in the mouth. we're going to the 19th chapter, and we're going to pick it up at verse number.
Okay. First book of Enoch, chapter 19, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, Gabriel, the right, one of the righteous men in spirit. Gabriel, the great, one of the righteous men in spirit, who is over paradise. And the serpent.
Man, hold on, young man. I'm in the 19th chapter of the third book of Enoch. I'm looking at verse number 7. Mm-hmm. Look at the real chapter in verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
You said third book of Enoch?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at verse 7, real chapter. All
right. We're going back to the third book of Enoch, chapter 19, verse 7. Let's pick that up. The third book of Enoch, chapter 19, verse 7 reads, And one will make a sound to be heard by the other. And one cherubim speaks to another, one chaya to another, one seraph to another, saying, exhort to him that rise in Arabah, highest heaven, by his name, Jah, and rejoice before him.
Go ahead, on the top of there. The top of there. See? See, he had Enoch to put this already well in advance. They gonna be messed around when he says this Jah and Yah and rejoice before him. Then, right up front of that, look what it says.
The name Jah is a shortened and speakable version of Yahweh.
Excellent. Right there. All that is polluted for Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
All them is polluted, Yahweh. All them is polluted for what name?
Yahweh.
Y-H-W-H.
Mm-hmm.
So you see that? So when they jump out there and they holler Yah, well, we know it wasn't no J, so we call him Yah. Then you just open your book up and tell them, read right here. The name Yah is a shortened and speakable version of YHWH. It's, what you mean speakable? Speakable for you. It's speakable for you because you're trying to come up another way. You're trying to be a St. John 10:1. Oh, well, we got a problem with the name Yahweh, so we call him Yahweh. See, they make a bad excuse to keep you away from the prize, see, right? But it made it plain to you over there in Mother Dear Israel in Revelation 3:11. He talked to you plainly, playing around with his name. His name is one name, YHWH, that's it. And look what he says over here in 3:11 of the book of Romans, Mother Dear Israel, what he say?
The book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 11.
Yeah, you said like a question. Yeah, that was a statement, a comment. Come on, let's go. 3:11.
Revelation, chapter 3, verse 11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take your crown.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? So when you let them hem you up, especially when you are putting them tables out there and you got your microphones going, and they're going to say, well, you know, they're going to give you that long name and everything else, but you got to be prepared. You got to be prepared. Okay, well, you got a minute. What did it say right here? The word Yah, and all the other names is polluted for YHWH. So there go your game changer. You might have a better half saying, well, I can't find YHWH. Well, he could be called, because it ain't for you to find YHWH. It's for me to show you YHWH. Follow my lead. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
And he ain't gonna give you the what the spirit of Yahweh gave to me to give. It's for me to give to you. So that's how you deal with this thing. So now we showing you now, when you go and read that 121 and that 2:14-15, that the whole family in heaven and earth is named. So then you understand what he was telling Moses over here in 9:16, Brother Titus. And what you saying? What you saying, Latter Day Saints? Well, see, we gonna mute Mr. Tibbs, so don't even call on him. He will be mute. Well, one thing about it, we know one thing. Yahweh gonna take care of all that, so we'll keep it moving. Now, what we reading?
He said chapter 9, verse 16. Tell me what book.
What book? Exodus. You know that, young lion.
Okay, chapter 9, verse 16. Are we going to Revelation?
Exodus 9:16. All right, young man. Got my eye on you now.
Okay, Exodus chapter 9, verse 16. We're going to the book of Exodus. Chapter 9, verse 16. Read. And in very deed, for this cause, have I raised you up, for to show you my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth.
So, every time another spirit come down, the first thing they said, what is it, Yahweh? So now you see why the angel is called Yahweh. You like, you know, a lot of times people call you by your last name worldly. Call you by your last name worldly, right? You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing, see, right? Every angel came down, that's why it was called by their last name.
Mm-hmm.
Their last name is YHWH. Now you got all the proof to work with.
Mm-hmm.
That's what their name was.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh. Then you got brother Holler. Well, how you go have the angel called by the Most High's name? Because Yahweh said that at the end of all their name is Yahweh, and you're in two in time upon it.
Mm-hmm.
So 22nd chapter there. Brother Kai. Let me look at verse number 1. Third book of Enoch. I just got to get a little bit more of this. I mean, because like I said, again, I see this is very important. See, we got to get the sixth anointing cap to understand one thing. Everything before us, land, everything, books, everything before us. We got to paint the picture, and we got to go. 20 verse 1.
Okay. Third book of Enoch, chapter 20. We'll pick it up at verse 1. Verse 1 reads, Teacher Ishmael said, Meteran, the ministering spirit, the prince of the present, said to me, verse 1, above these there is one great and mighty prince. His name is Chayliel, Yahweh. A noble and honorable prince.
Hold that point. Hold that point. See, that's why I told you go to verse 1. Because, I told you, they always try to get their little shot in there, and you try to clean them up, that Rabbi Ishmael. We know Ishmael wasn't even seen up. See, Ishmael ain't doing but just read something that's for you. That's why I told you verse 1. Because we wouldn't want to hear what you got to say anyway.
Right.
See, you got to say something. The seer been there and done that. That's why I said go to verse 1. Because I already know about old Rabbi Ishmael. It ain't no Rabbi Ishmael. Ishmael didn't receive nothing. Because he asked Ishmael what you see, and he said, I don't see nothing. He said, well, you stay back with the asses. And that same thing applies none. That's why we say go to verse 1. Because we don't want to hear the opinion of what Ishmael got to say. Christianity neither. No one even sent a message on the machine that the elder got the answer and report back to Osir about some message on the machine saying what? The elder won't receive your message on the machine. You look at it. You can't, don't call to teach us. We're the teachers. If you don't want understanding, you know, you're wasting your time. We are the teachers. We don't want to hear you just reporting back somebody is just leaving verses on the thing. What you leaving verses for? We the teachers. The elder ain't got time for that. This is a job we got to do.
Mm-hmm.
We got to take care of Yahweh's business. So we don't want you to try to sharpen your wet butter with our knives. It ain't going to work. So just, you know, hold that up. The elder ain't got time to be answering no phone calls and somebody leaving messages, leaving scriptures.
Mm.
That don't make no sense. We try to build this 12 tribes of Israel, and we don't need no distraction on wicked thoughts in the head. Order are we looking for? Order.
Mm.
Now, verse 2.
And why is he called Chayaliel? Yahweh, because he is assigned to rule over the righteous chayot, and he strikes the chayot with lashes of fire and glorifies them when they give praise and honor and rejoice, and he causes them to hurt and say, right, blessed be the righteous, blessed be the honor of Yahweh from his place.
Bless be who?
What's this? Oh, okay. Hallelujah.
Bless be who?
Blessed be the honor of Yahweh from his place.
See that? So now you see what the name is. So there go the name is right there all day long, y'all. Everybody understood that. Everybody know that understands. Enoch is the seventh from heaven. He was the first one that was brought before the mighty one to do business to pass down to Methuselah and told that everybody's name is YHWH. He was told that. And they made it clear that that's what their name was. See? So we got to understand something. You got all the stuff to work with. Y'all ain't got nothing where nobody around a monopoly on us. We just don't know how to dig deep and find it out. And then we're going to read one more, and then this year is knocking out the park. Right here. Look at saying 22B, verse 1.
Okay, third book of Enoch.
I got to keep me knowing. I'll get me to it, 22. 22B, verse 1, and verse 5. So, and verse number 6. Then I'm gonna back away from that, because we should be able to prove the point about three, you can't go in Enoch, because Enoch only call on one name. And if you slide them old wicked name behind it, we understand we ain't got to even read that, because we know they don't belong there. That's like a talent.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even belong there. So we just see right through it. It's our job to see right through it and keep it moving. Bring it. Verse
2. Verse 1. 22b1. Okay. The third book of Enoch, chapter 22, verse 1, 5, and verse 6. Verse 1 reads, above these there is one prince, noble, wonderful, strong, and praise with all kinds of praise. His name is Cherubel Yahweh, a mighty prince for the power and strength.
Wait a minute, hold on. What do you read? I'm in chapter 22, verse B on page 244. What do you read?
So you said B as in boy?
Yeah,
B.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, page 44, chapter 22B.
The book of 22B, as in boy, verse 1, verse 5, and verse 6. Verse 1,
yeah, read verse 3, make it sound good. Yeah, go and read verse 3, make it sound good. Yeah, read verse 3, make it sound good.
Mm-hmm. Third book of Enoch, chapter 22B, as in boy, verse 1, verse 3, 5, and 6. Verse 1 reads, how are the ministering spirits standing on high? He said, a bridge is placed from the beginning of the doorway to the end, like a bridge that is placed over a river for everyone to pass over it. And three ministering spirits surround it and sing a song before Yahweh, the Yahweh of Israel. And
stop it there. Stop it there. Mm-hmm. That's it. All I want to know, the three ministering spirits, they sang the song of the Yahweh who?
Israel.
Before Yahweh, the Yahweh of Israel.
The Yahweh
of Israel.
So you see, Enoch knew about the coming of this Yahweh. It's going to be the Yahweh over who?
Israel.
Hallelujah. So you see, that's why they don't jump down in Enoch's book, or Enoch can slap a taste out your mouth on what time it is about being the seventh man. He already knew about the coming of Israel. Huh? He knew about all this already. He's talking about it now. Y'all just got to be hearing off and talking about some third book of Enoch. Enoch wrote 364 books.
Mm.
But Yahweh let what he wants to get out whenever he get ready on the warm back on bowl and kick at his business and paint the picture. Verse 3
reads, many bridges are there. There are bridges of fire and many bridges of hell. Also many rivers of hell, numerous storehouses of snow, and many wheels of
that's
fire.
I want to hear that. They're talking about in the verse 2, two times the Yahweh of Israel and twice, Yahweh of Israel. They're talking about Yahweh of Israel in time to come. Now, skip down to verse number 5.
Okay, verse 5.
5 and 6.
Verse 5 and 6. Verse 5 reads, what does Yahweh, the Yahweh of Israel? Verse 6. Continue. The King of Glory.
Yeah, read all of verse 5. Who is the Yahweh of Israel? Who is this guy?
Verse 5. What does Yahweh, the Yahweh of Israel, the King of Honor, do? The great and fearful Yahweh.
Yeah, what do he do? Yeah. What do he do? Yeah, that we won't know what he do.
The great and fearful Yahweh, mighty in strength, covers his face. Verse 6, in Arba, highest heaven, are 660,000 times 10,000 angels of honor standing over against the throne of honor and the divisions of flaming fire. And the king of honor.
We'll get off in that. Hold that point right there. So he let you know, Yahweh, so look here. Let me tell you something. When the time appointed, I got them all around me, and we all on one accord, and the time, that's why I say he's going to take care of things in 1 hour. This man just sitting there, I'm telling you what he's doing. Let's read what he's doing, Mother of Israel in Psalms 2. See, once you connect these books, and that spirit is on you, I know it. Let me show you something in Psalm chapter 2. Let's look at read verse 4.
Okay, Psalms chapter 2.
2 and verse 4.
Psalms chapter 2, verse 4. Psalms chapter 2, verse 4. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. Yahweh shall have them in derision.
Hey, what are you going to do? See, he's laughing at them right now. He's laughing at them right now because ain't nobody going to holler for the true Israelite when they get them, when they get themselves in order and be able to take care of his business properly. Bye.
Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasures.
Then he's going to kick them in the teeth. Let's get a case in point. Brother Titus, get a case in point of him kicking them in the teeth. Let's get a case in point. Let's go to Enoch 95, 1 through 11. Brother Micaiah, you have me Enoch 99, 1 through 16. Let's get a case in point what Yahweh is going to do. Is put some damage on him. First Enoch 95, 1 through 11. Come on, Brother Titus.
First Enoch, chapter 95, verse 1 through 11. First Enoch, chapter 95, verse 1 through 11. Oh, that my eyes were a cloud of water, that I might weep over you, and pour down my tears as a cloud of water, that so I might rest from my trouble of mind. Verse 2, who has permitted you to practice reproaches and wickedness, and so judgment shall overtake you, sinners. Verse 3, fear not the sins, you righteous, for again will Yahweh deliver them into your hand, that you may execute judgment upon them according to your desire. Verse 4, woe to you, O fulminate, other things which cannot be reversed. Healing should therefore be far from you because of your sin. Verse 5. Woe to you who do requite your neighbors with evil, for you should be required according to your works. Verse 6. Woe to you, lying witnesses, and to those who wait out injustice, for suddenly shall you perish. Verse 7. Woe to you, sinners, for you persecute the righteous, for you should be delivered up and persecute because of injustice. And heavy should its yoke be upon you.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, that's good enough. That's good enough. Brother Micaiah, look at 99, 1 through 16.
Book of Enoch. Chapter 99:1-16, verse 1 reads, woe to you who do Yahweh's act in praise and honor lies. You shall perish, and no happy life shall be yours. Verse 2, woe to them who pervert the words of righteousness and transgress the eternal law and count themselves as sinless. They shall be trodden underfoot on the earth. Verse 3. In those days make ready, you write, to raise your praise as a memorial and place them as a testimony before the ministering spirit, that they may place the sin of the sinners for a reminder before the Most High, Yahweh. Verse 4. In those days the nation shall be stirred up, and the families of the nation shall arise on the day of destruction. Verse 5. And in those days the destitute shall go and throw their children out, and they shall abandon them, so that their children shall perish because of them. They shall abandon their children that are still babies, suckers, and not return to them, and shall have no pity on their loved ones. Verse 6. Again, I swear to you, you sinners, that sin is prepared for a day of unceasing bloodshed. Verse 7. And they who worship stones and carved images of gold and silver and wood and stone and clay, and those who worship impure spirits and demons and all kinds of idols, not according to knowledge, shall get no manner of help from them. Verse 8. And they shall become Yahweh-less, by reason of the folly of their mind, and their eyes shall be blinded through the fear of their mind and through visions of their ambition dream. Verse 9. Through these they shall become Yahweh-less and fearful, for they shall have done all their work with lies and shall have worshipped a stone. Therefore, in an instant shall they perish. Verse 10. But in those days, blessed are all they who accept the words of wisdom and understand them and observe the path of the Most High Yahweh and walk in the path of his righteousness and become not Yahweh-less with the Yahweh-less, for they shall be saved. Verse 11. Woe to you who spread evil to your neighbor, for you shall be slain in hell. Verse 12. Woe to you who make your foundation that of deceitful sin and lies, and who cause bitterness on the earth, for they shall thereby be utterly consumed. Verse 13. Woe to you who build your houses through the hard labor of others, and all their building materials are the bricks and stones of sin. I tell you, you shall have no peace. Verse 14. Woe to them who reject the measure and eternal inheritance of their fathers, whose souls follow after idols, for they shall have no rest. Verse 15. Woe to them who do unrighteous acts and help oppression and kill their neighbors until the day of the great judgment, for he will throw down your honor. Verse 16. For he shall throw down your honor and bring affliction on your mind, and shall arise his fierce anger and destroy you all with the sword, and all the righteous and righteous shall remember your sin.
You see that? They're going to bring everything back to our remembrance. Remember, you remember how they built up the United States and China, Russia. They done everything on your back. There's no word. Yahweh going to bring all that back into your remembrance when you get this thing right. Mother D of Israel, let's go to a 103, 1 through 15. We're going to Enoch first, Enoch 103, 1 through 15. So he's saying, listen, Enoch wrote already what they were going to do in the slave trade and how you going to go off into slave trade. Enoch covered all that, and he gave it to Methuselah that lived 969 years, and he passed it all the way down, and it got down to Abraham, Isaac, and then got down to Abraham in his days of Methuselah. So what we trying to tell you, see, Rod? Well, it got down to Noah, to Shem, in the days of Methuselah. He personally talked with Shem. He personally talked with Noah. That's what I'm trying to tell you, see, Rod. Once you understand this thing, when they say it can't connect this thing, then you know clear. Yahweh is not working with you. But everything they be quoting is what he not got written all the time. That's all they quoting what Enoch got his 364 books he wrote. He covered the whole thing. And if you ever read Enoch chapter 1 and chapter 1 and chapter 2, he'll tell you Enoch is already peeping at you right now, and you'll be in a day when you get delivered up. In the warm back on, and Brother Titus, give me that Nicodemus chapter 14, 1 through 9, after Kyle read me Book of Nicodemus, chapter 11, 1 through 5. See, understand one thing. This thing is for real. You just got to connect these books, y'all. He'll give you that spirit if you do right. We'll know when you got it. Maldi of Israel, 103, 1 through 15. Come on.
The Book of Enoch, chapter 103, 1 to 15, verse 1. Now, therefore, I swear to the righteous by the great, by the glory of the great and honor and mighty one who reigns, I swear to you, I know this mystery. Verse 2, I have read the heavenly tablet and have seen the righteous book and have found written in it an inscribable regarding them. Verse 3, that all goodness and joy and glory are prepared for them and written down for the spirit of those who have died in righteousness, and that much good shall be given to you in rewards for your labor, and that your lot is abundant beyond the lot of the living. Verse 4.
Hold that part. Hold that part. Let me get it now. So you see, when you're doing what you're doing, Yahweh already know who's going to step up to the plate and put that and put their bricks in. He said, don't think your reward is not going to be on the table about your labor that you're doing. He said, I already got it written. I already know you're going to step up to the plate. I got something for you that your eyes haven't seen. We read in 1 Corinthians 2:9 with the precept of 64, verse 4 of Isaiah. You don't have a clue what's coming for you. All you got to do is do Yahweh. Man got it already written. Who going to do Yahweh? When are you going to do Yahweh? We just got to recognize the Yahwehs from the page of the book. He said your labor is not in vain. What you're doing now, sure, those that is without Yahweh ain't going to see it. Because he ain't give it to them to see it. They got to see it through your eyes. If they don't see it through your eyes, they ain't going to see it. What you don't see what I see? Then you want to argue back and forth. How can I see what you see? You got to show me what to see. And I got to be obedient to listen to what you see. See that? Oh, yeah. Anybody heard that? But go ahead and read.
Verse 4. And the spirit of you who have died in righteousness shall live and rejoice, and your spirit shall not perish, nor shall your memories from before the face of the great one to all the generations of the world. Therefore, no longer fear their abuse. Verse 5.
What do you mean by that? Remember we read in 12, verse 7? He said, I got the spirit of those of old in my hand. And when I'm ready, I place it back to who I want to place it. It's like you got to recognize the spirit of old, and we're going to recognize them from the page of the book, and we're going to show you how to see it. If you don't, you ain't written, ain't nobody, whether he's wicked as hell or righteous. Yahweh got all those spirits in his head. He just pull them back out again. But everything going to run out of time upon, it's going to run to an end. The wicked going to come back. They back now. The righteous is back now. You just got to recognize everybody on the page of the book. That's why you can't be in disembobulated communication with those that don't see nothing and don't want to see nothing no more than what the world got to see. The world got to show you one thing, but I'm going to show you what Yahweh is saying. Now, if you with me, let's do some Yahweh. Remember we read over in 12:30, either you with me or you're not. Then you against me. That we read in Matthew 12:30. Either you with this or you ain't with this. I'm not wrestling with you. You can be about this. Here's the order of this. Let's do it. Get our blessing. Come on.
Verse 5. Woe to you, you sinners, when you have died, if you die in the abundance of your sins, and woe to those who are like you, and say regarding you, blessed are the sinners, they have seen all their days. Verse 6, and now they have died in prosperity and in wealth, and have not seen tribulation or murders in their life, and they have died in honor and judgment has not been executed on them during their life. Verse 7. You know that their soul will be made to descend into hell, and they shall be reckoned in great tribulation.
You hear what he said? He said, he caught that big bigotry. He died an old age. Remember we read over there in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11, because I didn't get you now. I mean, I ain't going to get you. Oh, he look at that wicked man. He lived, he skin and grit all his life. Lived to be 113. Died in the good way. Yahweh is working him over right now. You ain't going to get away with if you wicked. I don't care long you done what you did. Yahweh said, listen, the righteous understand one thing. If I don't get you now, I'm going to get you later. That was your reading right now. I'm going to get you later. And when I get you later, it's going to be forever. I'm going to be getting you. So you go ahead and be wicked and stay out of order if you want. Knowing you're out of order, but since your soul feel good by being out of order, you'll be wicked and you get for your soul to be pleased. Yahweh going to burn you in the fire too. Read.
Verse 8. And into darkness and chain and a burning flame where there is harsh judgment, your spirit shall enter, and the great judgment shall be for all the generations of the world. Woe to you, for you shall have no peace. Verse 9.
Wait a minute, what kind of judgment they going to be having? Why you think they made it out of the world? What kind of judgment?
No peace.
Harsh judgment. He said, I'm going to put some harsh judgment on them. Because you put the American flag over the casket and you laid him down in peace. He lit shoot. Yahweh said, you'll get some harsh judgment. Is that what we're reading?
Yeah.
I can't get no hallelujah, Yahweh. Verse 9.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Okay.
Verse 9.
The righteous and good who are alive did not say, in our troubled days, we have worked hard and experienced every trouble and met with much evil and been afflicted and have become few and our spirit small. Verse 10.
And what are you talking about? They got that song. They got them songs, them flavor songs. Sweet cherries, Philo, come and carry me home. They have a lot of bitter cries. He said, look here, we know you got them bitter cries about carry me home and all that old good stuff. Listen, the one that delivered you up, I'm going to take care of them, and I'm taking care of them right now. And when you get to where you got to get to, you're going to see me wearing them out, and you're going to wear them out too forever. Very.
Verse 10, and we have been destroyed and have not found any to help us, even with a word. We have been tortured and destroyed and not expect to live from day to day. Verse 11, we hope to be the head.
Let me get in on that. So what do you think Moses getting that Deuteronomy 28-25 from? We grope at noonday and we got no assurance of our life. Ain't all quote Enoch. Ain't quote Enoch. Enoch is writing about what will happen when Moses writes in 28th chapter. They quote Enoch right here. You have no assurance of your life and all that stuff. He's getting that from Enoch. Hey, you know why you can't get his book? Because he ain't giving to you getting his book. Boss number two is like 600 count. We'll bust this book wide open and paint the picture. Go ahead and read.
Verse 11. We hope to be the head and have become the tail. We have worked heart and had to sacrifice in our labor. And we have become the food of the sinners and the unrighteous. And they have laid their yoke heavily on us. Verse 12. They have ruled over us and hated us and hit us. And to those that hate us, we have bowed our necks, but they pity us not. Verse 13.
Not only bowed our neck. If it was raining, it was one piece of sidewalk. And you coming down there and the 17 nation walking down on the other side, you got to step out in the mud.
Mm-hmm.
You got to step out in the mud. You got to take your family and step out in the mud.
Mm-hmm.
See that? So, mm-hmm. See, so all this is going to come back on everybody. And they know, that's why they say this book is a heebie-jeebie book to the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a heebie-jeebie book to you. So you know this book right here is going to bust you in the middle of the street. This book is a good book if you know how to read it. Because you don't have our forefathers and mothers to step out there in the mud and let Becky and Shirley walk past.
Mm-hmm.
See? They're talking about it now. Go ahead.
Verse 13. We desired to get away from them that we might escape and be at rest, but found no place where we should flee and be safe from them. Verse 14. We complained to the rulers in our tribulation and cried out against those who devour us, but they did not pay attention to our cry and would not listen to our voice. Verse 15.
Now, what are you talking about now? He's not talking about this. He didn't know nothing about this. He was showing what they're going to do in 1965, when everybody, we should overcome it. This the nation, we just as much man as you, and all that stuff. They got up on top of the house and pissed down on your head when you were talking that talk.
Mm.
That's what they did? They got on top of the house. Ho, man, keep talking. Let me go on top of the house. And let me kick out, dip my pants down, and pee on your head. You see them? He's not telling you what they was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's and you watch it every year, the eyes on the prize, how they whoop your back, and they're not telling you right now what they're going to do to you. Children of Israel. Is that right? Hey,
he's
not talking about it now. Go ahead and read.
Verse 15. And they help those who robbed us and devoured us, and those who made us few, and they concealed their oppressions, wrongdoing, and they did not remove from us the yoke of those that devour us and dispersed us and murdered us, and they counseled their murders and did not remember that they had lifted up their hands against us.
No, they don't remember that. They doing Jesus will when they deliver you up. So let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Enoch is telling you in advance what everybody writing on before you did. This book here got the whole story or the beginning of the end of the world. You just got to know how to paint the picture, but we're going to leave that like it is. Let me give me a book of Nicodemus, 11, 1 through 5 there, Brother Micaiah, and then Nicodemus 14, 1 through 9 by Brother Titus, and then we'll see what time we got for that close. Come on.
So you say you want the book of Nicodemus chapter 11? 1 through 5,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a long time ago I told you had me 1 through 5 waiting on me.
Yeah, I got it.
Long time ago.
Yeah, I have it.
Yes, sir. Book of Nicodemus. 11, 1 through 5. What did it say?
The book of Nicodemus, chapter 11, verses 1 through 5. Verse 1 reads, then Nicodemus arose and said, You say right, O sons of Israel. You have heard what those three men have sworn by the law of Yahweh, who said, we have seen Yahweh the Son speaking with his followers upon Mount Olive, and we saw him ascending up to heaven. Verse 2. And the scripture teaches us that the blessed spirit Elijah was taken up to heaven, and Elisha, being asked by the sons of the elders, where is our father Elijah? He said to them that he is taken up to heaven. Verse 3. And the sons of the elders said to him, perhaps the spirit has carried him into one of the mountains of Israel. There perhaps we shall find him. And they besought Elisha, and he walked about with them 3 days, and they could not find him. Verse 4. And now hear me, O sons of Israel, and let us send man into the mountains of Israel. Least perhaps the spirit has carried away Yahweh the Son, and there perhaps we shall find him and be satisfied. Verse 5. And the council of
Mississippi. Go ahead. Five. Go ahead.
Verse 5. And the council of Nicodemus pleased all the people and sent forth men who sought for Yahweh the Son, but could not find him. And they returned and said,
but see, they was going to find Yahweh. They was going to find Elijah that he had went to heaven, but they said, we can go. We know he's somewhere in Israel on one of the mountains. What did John tell you? They knew clear that heaven was one of the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
See, they knew that. But Christianity got you thinking it's up and away. They knew it was one of them mountains somewhere. But we don't know what mountain. Give me 13 chapter, verse 4, 5, 10 through 14. 4, 5, 10 through 14. Real quick, come on. Read quickly. I want to get my titles in that 14, 1 through 9.
Okay. Call 13. I need the 13, 7.
Verse 4, 5, 10 through 14. 4, 5, 10 through 14.
Verse 4 reads, 13 verse 4 reads, presently upon this, Adam, the father of all mankind, with all patriarchs and seers, rejoiced and said, that light is the author of everlasting life, who hath promised to translate us to everlasting life. Verse 5. Then Isaiah, the seer, cried out and said, this is the light of the Father and the Son of Yahweh, according to my prophecy when I was alive upon earth. Verse 10. Afterwards, there came forth one like a little hermit and was asked by everyone, who are you? Verse 11. To which he replied, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, John the Baptist, and the seer of the Most High, who went before his coming to prepare his way, to give the knowledge of salvation to his people for the forgiveness of sin. Verse 12. And I, John, when I saw Yahweh the Son coming to me, being moved by the right spirit, I said, behold, the Lamb of Yahweh. Behold, him who takes away the sins of the world. Verse 13. And I baptized him in the river Jordan, and saw the righteous spirit descending upon him in the form of a dove, and heard a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Verse 14.
So,
and now,
great.
And now, while I was going before him, I came down hither to acquaint you, that the Son of Yahweh will next visit us, and as the day springs from on high will come to us, who are in darkness in the shadow of death.
Now he said, he the one that got his head cut off. But that's what you know, Cedar, the spirit of Yahweh came ripped back in somebody else. He said, I know one. See, boy, this Bible got so much juice in it, but a time appointed, you understand something. Everybody is back now. They back. We ain't got time for wicked thoughts, wicked company. We got to take care of Yahweh's business. Come on, Brother Titus, give me that 14, 1 through 9, and closing statement.
The book of Nicodemus, chapter 14, verses 1 through 9. The book of Nicodemus, chapter 14, verse 1. Adam calls his Seth to relate what he heard from Michael, the archangel, when he sent him to paradise to entreat Yahweh to anoint his head and his sickness. But when the first man, our father Adam, heard these things, that Yahweh's son was baptized in Jordan, he called out to his son Seth and said, verse 2, declare to your sons, the patriarch, and seers, all those things which you did hear from Michael, the archangel. When I sent you to the gates of paradise to entreat Yahweh, that he would anoint my head when I was sick. Verse 3, then Seth coming near to the patriarchs and seers, and said, I said, when I was praying to Yahweh at the gates of paradise, behold, the angel of Yahweh, Michael, appeared unto me, saying, I am sent unto you from Yahweh. I am appointed to preside over the human body. Verse 4, I tell you, Seth, do not pray to Yahweh in tears and entreat him for the oil of the tree of mercy wherewith to anoint your father, Adam, for his headache. Verse 5, because you can't, not by any means attain it until the last days and times, namely, until 5,500 years be passed. Verse 6, then will Yahweh the Son, the most merciful Son of Yahweh the Father, come on earth to raise again the human bodies of Adam, at the same time to raise up the bodies of the dead. When he's coming, he will be baptized in Jordan. Verse 7, then with the oil of his mercy, he would anoint all those who believe on him. And the oil of his mercy would continue to future generations for those who will be born of the water and of the righteous spirit is eternal life. Verse 8, and when at that time the most merciful Son of Yahweh the Father, Yahweh the Son, shall come down on earth, he will introduce our father Adam into paradise, to the tree of mercy. Verse 9.
So where is paradise at? We will answer that question real quick.
On earth. Paradise is here on earth.
That's what paradise is. It ain't no up in the way. Paradise is the kingdom of Yahweh, the kingdom of heaven on earth. Mother of Israel, closing statement, but give me 12, 1, 2, and 3 of Romans, the closing statement. So here is paradise, that you can be with me in paradise, and everybody with the heaven on earth.
On earth.
Together, you got everything on earth. Paradise here. Romans 12, 1, 2,
right.
3. Mother D up Israel, closing statement. Catch the winds tonight. Come on.
Okay. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Romans 12, 1 to 3, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of Yahweh, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh. Verse 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as Yahweh has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Okay. My closing.
Give me closing statement there, my dear Israel.
Okay. Psalms 27, verse 8. When thou said, seek ye my face, my mind said unto thee, thou face, O Yahweh, will I seek. Hallelujah, Qua. Hallelujah, Qua. Hallelujah, Qua.
Excellent. Brother Titus, get it close. Amen,
Brother Titus. I'm going to Ecclesiastes, chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. Ecclesiastes, chapter 2, verse 4. I made me great works. I built me houses. I planted me vineyards. Verse 5. I made me gardens and arches. And I planted trees and them all kinds of fruit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Brother Micaiah, give me a closing statement on Enoch 89, verse 54 through 57 and 75 in a closing statement. Book of first book of Enoch 89, 54 out of verse 57 and verse 75, and catch everybody wins tonight. And give me a close statement. We're just going to drop some in your lap and leave it there, and you tell me where it's coming from in Enoch days.
Okay, the book of Enoch, from chapter 89, picking it up at verse 54 to 57 and 75. And to the book of Enoch,
57.
Chapter 89, verse 54,
57.
Read.
57. Take it down to 57.
The book of Enoch, chapter 89, verse 54 down to 57 and 75. Verse 54 reads, and I saw that he forsook their house and their tower and gave them all into the hand of the lion to tear and devour them, into the hand of all the wild beasts. And I, verse 55, and I began to cry aloud with all my power and to appeal to Yahuwah of the sheep, because the sheep were being devoured by all the wild beasts. Verse 56. But he remained unmoved, though he saw it, and rejoiced that they were devoured and swallowed and robbed, and left them to be devoured in the hand of all the beasts. Verse 57. And he called 70 shepherds and gave them sheep to them that they might pasture them. And he spoke to the shepherds and their companions, let each individual of you pasture the sheep from now on, in everything that I shall command you, that do you. Verse 75. And he took the actual book and laid it down beside him and departed.
Ain't that something? 70 shepherds. So he says 70, and I wonder who quoted that in Numbers chapter 11, but we gonna leave it alone. So you see, Enoch is the foundation of everything you read. Because that was Moses. We told Moses, go get me 70 of the elders of Israel. That's what he got it from, Enoch. Close the statement, young lion, take your time, bring your hammer, come on.
Thank you, Yahuwah, for another blessed day. Thank you, Yahuwah, the Father. Thank you, Yahuwah, the Father, through Yahuwah, the Son, to be able to read His word and learn under the spirit Israel of C. Roy. I thank Yahuwah for my wife and children that has given me to raise up in the name of Yahuwah. I thank Yahuwah for the elders and the mothers, the teachers, all the brothers and sisters of Voices of the True Israelite, Six Anointed Camps. I'm going to read 2nd Ezra, chapter 12, verse 31. Verse 31 reads, and the lion whom you saw is rising up out of the wood and roaring and speaking to the eagle and rebuking her for her unrighteousness with all the words which you have heard. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Excellent. We catch everybody wins tonight. But when you go in there at 11, chapter 3, 16, 17, 24, 25 of Numbers about Moses, go get me 70 elders, they took that verse from Enoch. See that? And you got a problem with Enoch, huh? See?